This is Food Talk for Health, because you really are what you eat. Here is your host, Tony Aking.
My guest today is Dr. Michael Greger, and today we are talking about your brand new book, How Not to Die Cookbook. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Greger.
So glad to be here.
So, you know, that title definitely stands right out. So tell me why you would name your book How Not to Die Cookbook.
Well, it's not how to not die, right? But how not to die, as in prematurely in pain after a long chronic disabling illness. No keys to immortality here, but the good news is that we have tremendous power over our health, destiny, and longevity. The vast majority of premature death and disability is preventable with a plant-based diet and other healthy lifestyle behaviors.
So obviously, being a vegetarian really helps.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what you eat on your birthday, holiday, special occasions. It's the day-to-day stuff that really adds up. So on a day-to-day basis, we really should try to center our diets around the healthiest of foods, and that's these whole plant foods, yes.
So let's talk about that in detail a little bit. Let's get some specifics from you. I don't know how much research you've done on it, but obviously there are things that are in the cabbage family that have always been known to be healthy, whether it be cauliflower, broccoli, whatnot. But what have you found as far as the initial work from your research?
Oh, well, in fact, my cruciferous vegetables have gained a place on my daily dozen checklist of all the foods I encourage people to fit into their daily diet. I encourage people to eat berries every day, the healthiest fruits, greens every day, the healthiest vegetables, and specifically cruciferous vegetables, broccoli family vegetables like kale, collards, cabbage, the best sweeteners, the best beverages, how much to exercise every day. I wanted to make a kind of a practical guide on helping people make kind of day-to-day grocery store type decisions.
You know, it does involve not only what we eat, but I would think our lifestyle as well. Now, you mentioned the daily dozen. Let's talk about that. What are the daily dozen that we should be putting into our bodies?
I encourage people to eat whole grains, and ideally even intact whole grains as opposed to flour products. I encourage people to drink 5 glasses of the best beverages every day, and that's water or green tea or an herbal tea called hibiscus tea. Exercise 90 minutes a day, ideally, 7 days a week. That's what the science shows is ideal. But, of course, it's not all or nothing. Any amount of exercise is better than nothing. But I really just wanted to not kind of patronize the audience by giving people what I thought it was kind of doable or but rather, this is what the science says. This is the optimal diet as best we can tell. And so then, you know, as close, you know, transitioning towards the diet and as close as we can get to it would be most beneficial for our health and longevity.
Have you noticed any of your patients have success with changes to their diet?
Oh, in fact, I mean, the reason I do what I do is because of my grandma. She was, I was just a kid when the doctors sent my grandma home in a wheelchair to die, diagnosed with end-stage heart disease. She had so many bypass surgeries, basically run out of plumbing at some point, confined to a wheelchair, crushing chest pain. Her life was over at age 65. But this is back in the 70s. She heard about this guy, Nathan Pritikin, one of our early lifestyle medicine pioneers, and became one of his early success stories. She's featured in his biography. She's one of the kind of death's door people. They wheeled her in, and she walked out within a few weeks. She was walking 10 miles a day, went on to live another 31 years till age 96, to continue to enjoy her 6 grandkids, including me. And that's why I went into medicine. That's why I practice the type of medicine I practice today, lifestyle medicine.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Greger. The new book is called The How Not to Die Cookbook. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy day today, Dr. Greger.
So excited to be here.
Thanks again, and good luck with the book.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Food Talk for Health with Tony Aking. Thanks for joining us. Eat well to be well.